It is Extension 720 here on 720 WGN. Heather Sharon coming up here in a moment. We're going to talk to her about what happened today at City Council. The first, it's kind of interesting because Lori Lightfoot is not the mayor yet. She doesn't get sworn in until the beginning of May. So I had to stop myself short right there as I was about to say Mayor-elect Lightfoot's first City Council meeting because it kind of felt like it was. Obviously, she was downstate this today talking to the State House in Springfield. But all eyes on her and her decision to publicly back Mayor Emanuel's plans for TIF funds for Lincoln Yards and for the 78. Heather Sharon, of course, managing editor at the Daily Line. She joins us on the line now. Heather, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Justin. It was quite a day at City Hall.
Yeah, I felt like I wanted to say Mayor-elect Lori Lightfoot's first day at City Council, but this is the end of Rahm Emanuel's. But she overshadowed a lot of Emanuel today at the council.
She really did, and it was a crazy week of late night statements and things changing really just by the hour, if not the second. But what's, you know, sort of, I guess, the ultimate is that we ended up exactly where we thought we would, you know, a couple weeks ago, about a month ago, with the city have approving roughly $1.6 billion in subsidies for
wow.
two massive projects that will really reshape Chicago as we know it.
There was a lot, and we kind of talked, the episode is called Talk the Talk, and there's a question on the table right now just about, we're so early in, and we really officially aren't even into her tenure yet, but there's a little bit of questions about on the campaign trail. She was up front talking to activists and others about delaying this vote or really taking a look at what is involved with Lincoln Yards and the 78. So did the activists and the protesters and people at City Hall, including community activists, do they feel betrayed at this moment?
I think they do, and I think it's an open question about whether they should. So what developed today was that Mayor-elect Lightfoot essentially negotiated more money within those projects, the 78 and Lincoln Yards, that will have to go to minority-owned business. So businesses owned by African-Americans and Latinos and also women. So the city's rules right now say 26% of projects have to go to those firms and 6% have to go to women-owned firms. Lori Lightfoot said, nope, that's not good enough, and so she changed the agreement to 30% for Black and Latino-owned firms and 10% for women-owned firms. So, whether or not that sort of changes the underlying sort of structure of the deal, I don't think it's accurate to say that. But I think Lori Lightfoot could probably say, look, I did everything that I could to make this the best deal possible, keeping in mind that I'm not actually mayor yet, and there were a significant number of aldermen who wanted to approve this, not only Brian
right.
Hopkins, whose second ward includes Lincoln Yards, but a lot of South and West Side aldermen who see these projects as providing the jobs that will move their residents into the middle class, either through construction jobs or, you know, to get these, you know, massive projects built or, you know, service jobs once they're built in terms of offices or shops or stores. So that was a lot of, you know, pressure to get this through. But it's not a mistake that this went through at Rahm Emanuel's last city council meeting.
That's amazing.
Yeah. He certainly went out with a bang. There's no doubt about that.
And I want to get to what happened on the floor with the tributes to Emanuel. This was his last city council meeting. But, back to this idea of, you know, there were 30-plus aldermen that voted for both of these projects. And you're right. There were a lot of South and West Side aldermen who feel like this is good for their communities. One of the voices that seems to be, muffled, would be the voices of the people in closest to Lincoln Yards. And that would be the areas of Bucktown, Wicker Park, on the other side, Lincoln Park. There have been staunch opposition to this just because of the headaches it's going to cause for infrastructure and for traffic. They don't seem to be represented here because both of the aldermen there voted no, but their votes don't really mean anything.
You're absolutely correct. So, you know, I know I'm sort of going off topic a little bit here, but last time the city council redrew its ward maps, this area was removed from Alderman Scott Wagstaff's 32nd ward and put into the second ward. And Alderman Scott Wagstaff led the opposition to Lincoln Yards. And that, if you think, was a mistake, I have also a bridge in Brooklyn I would like to sell to you. So that's going to be a big fight after the 2020 census, but it tells you sort of how long this has sort of been in the works and sort of looking out there. But it was a very odd situation to have one alderman have the entire development and have the two neighboring aldermen, Wakesback and Michelle Smith, who represents Lincoln Park, vehemently against it, because their residents are going to be the ones that are stuck in the traffic potentially. And, you know,
it's also their TIF money, correct? I mean,
well, so TIF is really complicated, but essentially this property, which used to be part of the Finkel Steel site and the city's Maiton Yards, is essentially worthless, according to the Cook County Assessor right now. And so when Lincoln Yards starts building all of these buildings, that value will grow exponentially. Now, if there was no TIF, all of that tax money would go sort of into the city's general fund, mm-hmm. and the city could do whatever it wanted to. But this TIF means that tax money will instead go back to Sterling Bay to reimburse the developer for building all those roads and bridges and that sort of thing. Right. So, you know,
Heather, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just feel like even at the beginning of that premise, this concept that land at Finkel Steel is worthless, that's worth nothing, when you think about exactly where that's at Armitage and North Avenue and right along the heartbeat of the north side of Chicago, it already stinks. I know that, you know, there's a lot that goes into that, but I think that's the problem with the opposition, is that there are these little things like that, like saying that land is worthless. Everybody knows. Anyone who goes anywhere near that is not worthless land.
Yeah. Well, there's no argument that it's a really sort of odd thing, you know, just on its face, for the city to be sort of putting all of this taxpayer money into what everybody says is the hottest real estate in Chicago. And the idea is that if it wasn't for the TIF, this land wouldn't develop, and that is very much an open question, because so many people want to live right by the river between Lincoln Yards and Bucktown. It's a really happening place. So that was really what it came down to. But you know, we've talked a little in the past about aldermanic prerogative, and it's a longstanding tradition that because the local alderman wanted it to get done and the mayor supported it, it got done, regardless of what sort of Lori Lightfoot tried to do looking into the windows of City Hall.
Okay, so let me ask this, because really this is a political question. Essentially signing off on this, which you saw the floor leader at City Council and Pat O'Connor said, we won't even vote on it if Lori Lightfoot says she doesn't want to do it. By signing on to this, doing the midnight statement and owning it and almost sharing the result with Mayor Emanuel, who's leaving, what do you make of that politically? Because, you know, you saw in the last big major project, and I kind of make, I guess, comparisons to the parking meter deal, where that was a Mayor Daley deal, and Rahm Emanuel was able to come in and say, this is not my deal, but I'll help fix it. And does Lori Lightfoot lose anything by being there and being the person who says, I give you my blessing?
And I think that she was in a really sort of damned if she did and damned if she didn't, because I'm not convinced that you know, Mayor Emanuel really wanted this to stop. He said today that had she asked, you know, directly, no vote today, he would have agreed with that. I don't know if Alderman would have gone along with that. Brian Hopkins basically said, I don't care what the mayor says. So, you know, I guess what she tried to do, and when I spoke to her, sort of her staff today, they said, we tried hard to be pragmatic. You know, we didn't think we could stop it. The votes were there. We tried to make the deal a little bit better in the way that we, you know, in any way that we could, you know, judge us on that. But, you know, her biggest problem, much like J.B. Pritzker when he took over as Illinois governor, is going to be convincing the progressive, left-leaning wing of the Democratic Party that she is one of them, right? Allowing Lincoln Yards to go through, you know, with whatever level of blessing she actually gave it, complicates that project. Had she been able to stop it, I think she could have said, you know, there's your answer. And she can't do that right now.
Well, it seems like on the campaign trail, she did a good job of convincing voters she was progressive, because that's who the progressives went for. But I digress. Let's talk about just because we have about a minute left here. Rahm Emanuel's last city council meeting, aldermen standing up and giving their tributes. What's your takeaway from the final city council meeting for Rahm Emanuel?
Oh, it was one for the record books, and I think the award has got to go to Alderman Walter Burnett of the 27th Ward, who broke down in tears and then proclaimed that he was going to give, you know, Rahm Emanuel the highest honor he could, and he said, "You a hustler, man, in a good way, a hustler." And I got to say that that just, you know, it really sums up just sort of the whole deal. It was also a sort of awkward because there were aldermen who are leaving who were not mentioned. Alderman Danny Solis wasn't there because he's been disgraced. Alderman Ricardo Munoz did not get a send-off because he is facing domestic violence charges. And Alderman Willie Cochran was removed from council a couple of weeks ago when he pled guilty to corruption charges. So there was an undercurrent of, ah, gosh, this is really awkward. But, you know, these aldermen supported Rahm Emanuel. They pushed his projects through, and he rewarded them not only with attention and help on, you know, things they wanted to do, but he gave them a lot of campaign cash. And some of them survived to live another term, and some of them did not.
Of course. One of the best in the business, Heather Sharone, managing editor at The Daily Line. Heather, thanks for joining us tonight.
Always. Thanks, Justin.